こんにちは。ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 17. Asking somebody's age in Japanese. Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Thanks again for joining us for this Absolute Beginner series. In the last lesson, we learned a lot of different phrases used for responding different ways to what someone says in Japanese. And in this lesson, we're going to learn some numbers, and with those numbers, we'll learn how to talk about age.
Sounds good. So, Jessie...What's going on in this conversation?
In this conversation, Kaori and Masato meet Sarah, Taylor's young daughter, for the first time.
Oh, a new character!
Yes, we finally get to meet Taylor's daughter. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
ねえ、テイラーさん、サラちゃんはどこですか?
こっちです。
あ、かわいい。
小さいですね。何歳ですか
?1歳です。
ごめんごめん、うるさい?ごめんね。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
ねえ、テイラーさん、サラちゃんは、どこですか?
こっちです。
あ、かわいい。
小さいですね。何歳ですか
?1歳です。
ごめんごめん。うるさい?ごめんね。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
ねえ、テイラーさん、サラちゃんはどこですか?
Hey, Taylor, where's Sarah?
こっちです。
She's over here.
あ、かわいい。
Ah, how cute.
小さいですね。
She's so small.
何歳ですか?
How old is she?
1歳です。
One year old.
ごめんごめん、うるさい?ごめんね。
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we loud? I'm sorry. So we finally get to meet another member of the family.
Yes, Sara-chan.
Sarah, Taylor's daughter. In Japanese, she's referred to as Sara-chan.
That's right. Sara plus the suffix chan.
In lesson 6, you learn the name suffix san, which is used to show respect to someone.
Yes, like Taylor-san, Masato-san, Jessie-san.
Right. This chan is a suffix that works kind of like san, but it's used to show affection and familiarity.
Exactly. In many cases, it is used with young children, especially young girls.
So instead of just being called Sara, she's called Sara-chan. And how old is she, by the way?
We found out in the conversation that she's one.
Right, 1 year old. And speaking of age, we'll learn how to talk about age in the lesson focus later on. But before we talk about age, there's something important we need to go over.
Ah, I know what you're talking about. Numbers, right?
Exactly. We haven't studied numbers yet.
Okay, so here, let's study basic numbers in Japanese.
Sounds good. Let's start with the numbers 1 through 10.Naomi will give you the word, and I'll follow with the translation. Okay, here we go.
1
1
2
2
3
3
4
4
5
5
6
6
7
7
8
8
9
9
10
10 Okay, now let's do that one more time.This time, listeners, be prepared to repeat after Naomi. Here we go.
1 2 3 4 5 六、七、八、九、十。
Great! So that was numbers 1 through 10, and basically, the numbers from 1 through 10 are something that you have to memorize. Now let's practice saying them in groups. We'll start with 1 through 3. Repeat after Naomi.
1, 2, 3.
Next, from 4 through 6.
4, 5, 6.
And finally, from 7 through 10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, and let's try them all together from 1 through 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, there you go. You can count from 1 through 10 in Japanese now.
It means you can count up to 99.
Yes, believe it or not, it's really not that hard. Counting in Japanese involves patterns, so once you know numbers 1 through 10, you just follow a pattern to make even bigger numbers.
That's right. For example, to say 11, we say 10, 1.
Right. For example, 10 is
10.
1 is
1.
So if we line them up,
11.
10, 1. 11. That's it. 1 to 10 are your building blocks, so now you just have to arrange them. And using this system, you can count all the way to 99. Let's try another.
Okay, how about 12?
That would be 10 and 2, right?
Right.
So 10 is 10 and 2 is 2.
So that would be 12.
Literally 10, 2. So 13 would be
13,
literally 10, 3. And 14, 10, 4, is
14.
And the pattern continues on like this. There are charts with the rest of the numbers in the lesson notes for this lesson, so make sure to check those out. Okay, I know that was a lot of information, a lot of numbers.
Feel free to listen to this section again until you get used to the numbers.
Definitely. And looking at the lesson notes while listening will help you a lot too. All right, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask and tell how old you or someone else is. Naomi, what's the word we need to talk about age?
Sai. It comes after the number of years. So, for example, ni is 2. And so, ni sai is
2 years old.
Right. San is 3. So, 3歳 is
3 years old.
4 is 4. So 4歳 is
4 years old. And it just keeps on going like that. You just add 歳 to the number, and that means blank years old. But there are a few exceptions, aren't there, Naomi?
That's right. We hate to break it to you.
But they shouldn't be that hard to remember. So Naomi, could you tell us the exceptions when talking about age?
1, 8, and 10.
Right, the numbers 1, 8, and 10.
Remember that the word for 1 is 1, but the word for 1 year old is 1歳.
Yes, so it's not just 1 plus 歳, but instead it's 1歳.
Right, the word for 8 is 8, but the word for 8 years old is 8歳.
Yes, 8歳, 8 years old.
And the word for 10 is 10, but the word for 10 years old is 10歳.
Yes, so you don't prolong the vowel. It's short, 10歳. Okay, so now that you know how to talk about age, how would you ask about someone's age, Naomi?
Good question. To ask how old someone is, we say 何歳ですか?
何歳ですか?
何歳ですか? 何 is what? 歳 is age. So 何歳 is what age or how old.
Now, if you just say this by itself to someone, you are usually referring to the person you're talking to. How old are you? But just know that, like in English, it's not really considered polite to suddenly ask someone, how old are you?
Right. I'd avoid doing that. Mm. But people sometimes ask about somebody else's age, right? Mm. Like, how old is Sarah? Or how old is Taylor?
True. So if you're asking someone about someone else's age,
you use the pattern, えは何歳ですか?
In place of A, you would put who you're talking about. For example,
Taylor は何歳ですか?
How old is Taylor? Listeners, repeat after Naomi.
Taylor は何歳ですか?
Okay, great. Now, let's try one with the listeners. How would you say, how old is Sarah? And the answer?
Sarah は何歳ですか?
Sarah は何歳ですか? Great. Now, let's say she's 9 years old. And let's remind everyone, what is 9 again?
9.
So how would you say she's 9 years old? And Naomi, the answer is?
9歳です。
9 plus the counter for age, 歳 plus です。9歳です。
Excellent!
All right, so do you feel confident asking and talking about age now?
Just remember that it's the number plus 歳.
And also, make sure to review the PDF lesson notes to learn about larger numbers that we weren't able to cover in this lesson.
Okay, well, that's all for this lesson.
Yep, that's going to do it for now. Thanks for listening as always, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Until next time, everyone. じゃあまた。
ねえ、テイラーさん。サラちゃんはどこですか?
こっちです。
あ、かわいい。
小さいですね。何歳ですか?
一歳です。
ごめんごめん、うるさい?ごめんね。